I will give them the floor in turn. Thank you very much.
Muy buenas tardes para cada uno.
Thank you very much, and a very good afternoon to everyone. The Presidential Commission Against Discrimination and Racism Against Indigenous Peoples in Guatemala is called CODISRA, and we promoted the implementation of a manual for including the right to self-identification in official statistics. This is part of developing effective mechanisms to combat discrimination and racism within public institutions. As a result of this, we included the Afro-descendant variant in the 2018 census, which was carried out by the National Institute of Statistics of Guatemala. We are currently able to produce much more precise information relating to Afro-descendant and Indigenous peoples. And this is in compliance of the right to self-identification, which is laid down in the UN Declaration on Indigenous Peoples. Between 2018 and 2020, our organization, CODISRA, coordinating with the Presidential Secretariat for Women, CIPRIM, updated an agenda for Garifuna and Afro-descendant women. There was a particular agenda item included at the Cabinet for Social Development to ensure that planning and administrative units included self-identification variables. And this is in line with the manual, which was made operational in 2021. The Commission has carried out training initiatives through workshops, fora, meetings, dialogues, involving public officials, representatives of Indigenous peoples and civil society, the aim being to raise awareness, to prevent and ultimately eradicate racial discrimination. We have also developed diploma courses on Indigenous peoples' rights for public officials. Relating to the issue of complaints for discrimination, our organization has carried out a registration and a referral of these cases to public prosecution. And we have a strategic dispute board to make sure that there is effective follow-up. Pursuant to international commitments, we have completed reports for the CERD Committee and other treaty bodies and others. In the recent 2 years, we've carried out an institutional mapping exercise, identifying more than 250 activities for the Garifuna and Afro-descendant population as part of the Decade of Afro-descendants. We would simply note the following. There is a course on human rights and identity for Garifuna and Afro-descendant populations, and there is a training course for the translation interpretation